They looked really good. I mean, in the third period, they did lock it down. They were in our face every time we tried to make a play to get it deep. And I'm sure the players got a little frustrated by it because we couldn't get anything deep and get anything sustained for any length of time. And when you shorten the bench, that's pretty frustrating.
Coach, you had a lot of comfort-behind wins this year, and obviously doing it in a Game 7 is trying to do it the hard way, but how do you explain why so many slow starts during the season?
You know what? I can't even comprehend to answer that question, or I would have fixed it a month and a half ago. So, I mean, you do everything you can. You talk about it. We got a team psychologist asking all the players about it. We've challenged them about self-motivation at the start. It seemed like we weren't ready to go until somebody put us in a hole in an awful lot of games. And it's when you're in the seventh game of the playoffs, that's a hard hole to climb yourself out of, always playing from behind.
Did you see extra jitters, though, tonight at the start?
I just saw Detroit coming a little bit more determined than we were, quite frankly.
Bruce, I know Corey had a lot of chances. You look down the stat sheet, you see zero goals. It has to be a little shocking.
It's disappointing, but I'm sure he's just as disappointed as the rest of the team is. When you lose the series by one goal, I mean, you go home and you probably, a player of his stature is probably thinking, if I'd have scored one goal, we would have won the series. So, but things like that happen. You know, I mean, great players can sometimes be nullified in a series. I mean, it happens. He's not the first person that's ever gone scoreless in a seven-game season that was supposed to do better. It is what it is, and, you know, hopefully he'll learn by it and you know, next year this situation won't happen.
Now that it's over, can you look at what it could have been for hockey in this area if you guys did face the Kings?
Thought about it a lot.
Really?
So it's probably a big disappointment to us as well as the people of Southern California.
What do you think it would have meant to hockey in this area?
I don't know what it would have meant to hockey in general, but it would have been a hell of a series. And it would have taken other sports off the front page for sure.